This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Today's the last day of Colorado's 2026 legislative session. For the Colorado Capitol News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports.
As of yesterday, state lawmakers had more than 100 bills still pending. One of the most significant is intended to counter the impacts of a proposed November ballot initiative. If approved by voters, that measure would enshrine transportation funding in the Colorado Constitution and direct the state to spend more money on maintaining roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. But Democrats argue it would take a lot of funding away from core services like education and healthcare as the state faces repeated budget deficits. Lawmakers have until the end of the day to finish their legislative work for the year. They've passed over 180 bills since the session began in January.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. And a Colorado coal plant is likely getting a second wind. That's because state lawmakers passed Senate Bill 182 on Monday. The act extends the retirement date of the Ray Nixon Power Plant south of Colorado Springs. The plant can now shut down in 2032, 3 years later than its scheduled closure. This bill follows months of negotiations between Governor Jared Polis, environmental groups, and lawmakers, and it now heads to the governor's desk to be signed. A hot Wednesday expected for the Front Range and the Western Slope. It's slightly cooler in the mountains. And let me see, we're coming up here on 906. I'm Dan Boyce. You're listening to CPR News. Colorado Matters continues next.